This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Now, we've got our next guest on the line. Elaine Beak is a writer and actor of a new production called Jack and Millie, playing at the Saltwater Community Centre Amphitheatre coming up in February. How are you there, Elaine?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, hi. Welcome to our wonderful show.
Yes, David, John and Neil, hi.
I know, it sounds almost biblical, doesn't it?
Yeah, so, you know, we'll get to the show a little bit later, but, you know, where did the writing come from? Yeah, have you always been a bit of a writer, or did it come after, you know, like being an actor and you thought, I can write the odd thing?
I think I've always been a bit of a writer. In fact, I think I remember saying to somebody, it's like I love watching people and thinking, oh, I've got to put that in a story one day. And I often write in my head. And then it was years ago that I think the first play that I actually wrote and produced is the ones that I do at Werribee Park. So that was in 2002. So since then, I've done quite a few plays, short ones, monologues, long plays. And we toured Point of No Return, which was a play about the Point Pour Boys Prison at Port Arthur.
So oh, wow. Yep.
Yeah, that was a play we toured 2016, 18 and 19, and we were going to do it this year, but, you know, good old COVID hit and, you know, knocked that on the head.
Where did that come from, that concept, that idea? You know, like, what fascinated you about the prison jail, the youth jail?
Oh, look, honestly, I think it comes back to just a really great story. So I went over to Port Arthur and didn't realise that you take, I don't know if you've been there, but you take a separate tour to go over across the water to the Point Pour prison. And so I did that as a separate thing, which, and I just thought, oh, I didn't even know this existed. And the story of young boys being brought over from Britain, and the fact it was Britain's first ever experiment at rehabilitation of, it was prior to then, it was all about punishment.
Yeah.
And then some bright person thought, oh, let's separate the men from the boys and see how that works. Well, it did. It was much better. And many of them survived, you know, even as harsh as it was actually not a complete disaster.
Right. So, oh, okay. Yeah. And what angle did you take with that play?
Well, it's centred around a group of boys. So I just had five, and this is a challenge of theatre, of course. It's now actually being written as a screenplay, and of course then you see hundreds of boys. But yeah, but for a play, we just had five boys and one guard. And basically, they're all pretty much on stage most of the time in different places, suggested if they were in the beach or at the barracks or in the solitaire or, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was about there, because to me it was all about how would these boys help each other survive or not. So there was power plays, and you know, they were lonely, they were scared, they were often funny, because kids are, you know, they'll find the comedy in everything in the most ridiculous scenarios, but it was quite confronting as well, you know, they'd fight, but they ended up, you know, most of them survived.
Fantastic. That's nice that they survived. You actually said it's been written into a screen as a screenplay as well. How exciting is that for you?
I know. Look, I have no idea where Horizon Film have been helping me with that, and I have no idea where it'll go. But I'm just enjoying the journey and learning about that, because I've never done that side of things. But imagine that as a television series.
how much of it, you know, you say other people, when it becomes a screenplay, that other team members kind of come on and guide you through that, how much do you get to say, no, that's not my vision, or do you have to kind of relinquish a little bit of that as it moves forward?
Look, I always I love working with a team, and it's the same with player writing. Once I really know, no, this is the way it must be, then I'll go, we have to do this. But I'm always open to criticism, to new ideas, to trying something different. So it's always, I love working collaboratively. I love that process. So with the screenplay, because I've never written one, I've just got a, David Polbrook from Horizon Film has been, he read the play script and loved it. And he's been fantastic. We complement each other, because he does all the description that you need in the screenplay, and I'm focusing on dialogue and character to make them as sort of the rich characters.
Right.
Yeah, so it works out. We go back and forth, and occasionally I'll say, like, no, he'd never say that. He's not going to say that. That's not real.
Right.
And he'll go, yeah. But then he adds so much that I'm not, you know, it's a huge learning process for me.
Okay. And so what's the name of that again? Sorry?
So that's Point of No Return.
Point of No Return. And that's what it's going to be called if it's a film? It will be called that as well?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so, you know, it's work in progress. And
How exciting. Now, tell us about this current play that you've written, and you're also an actor in. It's called Jack and Millie. Tell us about it.
So it's based on the true story of my breast cancer journey that was 2011, I was diagnosed. And the reason I've up till just recently, I've kept it fairly quiet, just with, you know, close friends and so forth. But early last year, a good friend, also fellow actor who's in the play, was asking me about how I mentally sort of kept positive. And I was saying, oh, well, it's like I had to get used to this. And this is radio, so you can't, I'm flapping my hands around, but it's like you have to get used to this thing sitting on your shoulder, like this weird friend that I had to get used to. And once I accepted that, then it was like, okay, I can do this. And so Phil Cameron Smith was the actor who had a friend who was diagnosed with breast cancer, and he was asking me more, and he said, Elaine, there's a story here. And as soon as, you know, I think no matter what you do, it, when you're trying to engage an audience, it's about a great story. And I thought, oh, well, if I'm going to do this, it's boots and all. So I was a little bit scared because I'm going back into that horrible headspace.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, it's actually a positive perspective. So Millie is diagnosed with cancer.
Yep.
Jack is her cancer
that
she creates. So he's like her inner voice, but he's also her courage. And, you know, so it's not a gloom and doom story. It's actually quite a positive perspective on it, which, so there's comedy in it. And the comedy comes from how very human it is, how real it is, and how sometimes embarrassing, sometimes she's a bit pathetic, sometimes she's, you know, and everything that we do.
and looking at the publicity shot, are they the three other people who are in the play, are they sort of like really not there? As you said, Jack is talking to you. Are they not real people? Are they just voices in your head, or have I got that wrong?
Well, no, Jack, you're right with Jack. Also, all the images of Phil, the male actor, he's my creation of cancer in my head. The Jennifer Valetic, the actor standing behind me with her hands up.
Yep.
Plays every other character in the play, which is, I don't know how she does it. She plays my mum, my male friend, a young teenager, an obnoxious work colleague, and the doctor, the nurse, and everything else. And the main role she's playing is my male friend, Declan, who are real characters. So she's basically just she's incredible and believable in every character she plays. I don't know how she does it. She's incredible.
Brilliant. Well, it sounds fascinating. And in an amphitheatre.
Yeah, so because once COVID hit, like pretty much everybody in performing arts. So certainly all my work stopped. You know, I had the plays at the Mansion, a youth group, the tour of Point that was going to be. It was all stopped. So I thought, okay, that's going to happen for a long time. So I just went looking around Wyndham for outdoor spaces that I could take a small play to. Like, it seats about 150 normally.
Yep.
And tried a few places, came across this one. And it's actually got, it's lovely. It's got tiered seating. It's got a big sail. It's got a lovely gathering space for the audience prior to the show. And I thought, wow. And so, the interesting thing is the venue manager there, Bob Carey-Grieve, he's recently gone through bowel cancer. So
oh.
He's very much, he's been so supportive. And he's a super, he's thick on, his accent, Scottish, is Glasgow, full on. So we have a great time together. But he's been incredibly supportive of the play and the process. But it's a lovely space. So I'm hoping... Mm. This will become a regular thing we can do out here in the west of Melbourne. Yep.
Fantastic. And it's at the Saltwater Community Centre, is that right?
Yeah, in Point Cook, Saltwater right. Community Centre, yeah.
And the play is on from the 17th to the 27th of February.
Yes.
All right, well, lovely talking to you. And all the best with the movie. I hope it gets up for you.
Yeah. It's a long process.
It's a very long, a film is a very long process.
One foot in front of the other.
Yeah, exactly. All right, lovely chatting with you and all the best.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. We've been talking to Elaine Beek here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.